Sick Talk with Dar, Norty, Email. I'm Dar.
I'm Norty.
I'm Email.
How's it going, fuckers? All right, this one comes out of Madrid.
You're not going to give me a chance to answer, man?
No, I'm not.
Ah.
All right. I was more of a rhetorical towards the people listening, not really.
Oh, towards them.
Yeah, not us. Not us.
All right. Now that I brought that to an ass grinding halt, on with the story.
filling an Oreo with toothpaste earns a YouTube prankster a jail sentence. And I know that sounds fucked up at first, but listen to the whole article. The guy's kind of a dick. And this is coming out of Madrid. It was a humiliating video that fueled outrage on social media. A YouTube prankster filmed himself offering a homeless man in Barcelona an Oreo cookie filled with toothpaste rather than cream. Now the prankster, known as Reset to his followers on YouTube, but whose real name is...
Did I miss it?
Yeah.
You mentioned is it?
The Kahana Ren or whatever? Let's see.
Kankwa Ren.
Kankwa.
Kankwa
Ren. Kankwa Ren. We're just going to call him Ren. fucking Ren from fucking Street Fighter. Has been handed a 15-month prison sentence and must pay 20,000 euros or about 22,300 American to compensation to his victim, which is cool for the homeless dude. Like, you know what? In the long run, I'm sure he's happy he ate that fucking Oreo now. You know what I mean? Like, you're homeless and now you got 22 grand.
Now you'll be able to buy a real Oreo.
Yeah, dude. You're like, sweet.
He'll be able to afford toothpaste.
He'll be able to afford an apartment. Mr. Ren was found guilty of violating the moral integrity of the homeless man. He is unlikely to serve any time behind bars, however, as Spanish law normally allows sentences under 2 years for first-time offenders in nonviolent crimes to be suspended. So, in other words, they let people go. Fucking lame. The Barcelona court, in a verdict published on Friday in the Spanish news media, also ordered Mr. Ren's YouTube and other social media channels to be shut down for 5 years.
Wow. Yeah. You just got
fucked. Wow. Can they do that?
Well, I guess in Barcelona, Spain, they can.
Fucking Barcelona can just shut your... Because, like, YouTube's an international thing. It's based out of America.
No, but there's plenty of content different policies on there that you can't see here in America that you can see in other countries and vice versa.
Yeah, it's like the policy they have and shit.
You've never ran into a video where it's, like, not available in your country? You're like, wow, I don't feel very included.
There's sometimes songs, too.
Yeah, all the time. Like,
interesting.
Yeah.
Mr. Ren, who was 19 at the time, filmed himself in early 2017 replacing the cream inside the cookies with toothpaste. We've all done this at one point or another. After being challenged by one of his 1.2 million followers, it's kind of small in the YouTube world, really, to carry out the prank, he gave them to the homeless man outside the supermarket along with a 20-euro bill. The homeless man was identified only as George L., a man in his early 50s who was born in Romania and who once worked as a shepherd before migrating to Barcelona, according to the newspaper El País. El País? El País?
El País, I think.
El País? El País?
Yeah, probably.
The homeless man vomited after eating the cookie. After the Jesus posting fuck. Of the video prompted widespread condemnation, Mr. Ren replaced it with one in which he visited the homeless man again and offered him another $20 bill. According to the police, he later offered $300 to the daughter of his victim in return for not filing a lawsuit. In his defense, Mr. Ren said that the video was just a bad joke, for which he had later sought to make amends. I do things to mount a show. People like what is morbid. Oh, he told the court, according to the reports in the Spanish news media. So it's okay for me to do dumb shit because people like watching people do dumb shit. Is pretty much his defense.
Why would you fuck with the homeless, though?
Yeah, out of all the fucking people out there to fuck with.
Just random tourists. Why couldn't you just do that? There's plenty of those in Barcelona.
That would have been way funnier.
Yeah, that would have actually been funny. Possibly. You could have had something.
Yeah. But the judge noted that Mr. Wren had earned more than 2,000 euros from advertising revenues generated by the video, one of the several he filmed in response to various challenges received from his followers. This was not an isolated act. The judge Rosa, I'm not even going to try and fucking pronounce that last
Rosa?
One. Rosa. Judge Rosa concluded in a ruling. In other videos, Mr. Wren also displayed cruel behaviors towards easily or vulnerable victims. The ruling added, Mr. Wren was born in China, but has lived in Barcelona since childhood, according to Spanish news outlets. In the original video, which was later removed from YouTube, Mr. Wren acknowledged that he may have gone a bit too far, but added that there was a positive side, saying, this will help clean his teeth. I didn't think he has cleaned them since he became poor.
It's even more fucked
and
up.
So he's from China, huh?
Fucking piece of shit.
The Chinese government, I should say, and a lot of Chinese people don't value human life. I guess you could make that same argument for us here in the States and other countries.
I'm saying, in
China, if you're homeless, like, they'll stone you to death and make like a bowl of soup out of you.
An elitist piece of shit. So if you follow this guy, make sure you go over there and unfollow. Oh no, well his shit got shut down. So neener neener neener. Go you're a big a fat fucking. Well, you're Asian. You're a small little wiener. Ha ha! That's what he's compensating for. You got to fuck with the homeless because you got a little dick.
They should send him back and make him forced labor at one of those Apple
goddamn
factories.
Right?
Yeah.
Put this motherfucker, make this piece of shit, make some Nikes. Fuck. Anyway, that's what I got on that.
Sick talk.
Sick talk.